Coming up next, we'll make welcome Jesse Brown from the Social Media Club Des Moines. It's the fourth largest such group that works with businesses and individuals to learn best social media practices. Today, we'll be talking about the U of I Wave and its link to social media and a special event coming up in Des Moines. Stay with us. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible with the support of Live to Lead Des Moines. Action coach Monty Wyatt is bringing Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Cyril back to the Metro in October. Learn more and find tickets at live2leaddesmoines.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through today. We are going to be visiting with Jesse Brown. Now, Jesse is the co-coordinator, co-executive, she's in charge of Social Media Club Des Moines, one of the individuals that have taken on this whole role of, if you get it, share it. If you understand social media, the good thing is that you should share it. And when she's not working with the Social Media Club Des Moines, she is working for DNR, that would be the Department of Natural Resources, doing social media.
Yes.
Hey, Jesse Brown, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's kind of, can we talk about DNR for just a second?
Sure.
When it comes to social media, and we're in that space, as you well know, not all social media works for every demographic.
Correct.
So what works for the DNR when you take a look at social media?
What we really try to focus on with the DNR is building up relationships and really encouraging Iowans to get out and explore the outdoors and work to protect the outdoors. So thankfully we have just a lot of great content because people are so excited about getting outdoors. So that's what we really focus on, is giving them things that they can use and inspire them to try new things and get outdoors.
And what platforms are you using?
We currently are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and YouTube to an extent. Now and then you'll see a geo filter from us on Snapchat.
Yeah, so. Very nice. All right. Jesse Brown, her real job is with the Department of Natural Resources and Social Media, but we are going to be talking about the Social Media Club Des Moines and an event that's coming up on Tuesday, the 18th. But before we go there, talk to us a little bit about the Social Media Club.
Sure. We're just a group of social media professionals in the Des Moines area, or a little bit outside, too, if you want to come in. We welcome everybody, but we like to get together usually about once a month or so and just look at new developments in social media or new approaches or great successes that other groups, companies, organizations have had, and talk about how we can share those things.
You just had the Hashies too, didn't you?
We did. We just wrapped that up. So that's our annual awards program that we do every August and award people throughout Iowa, actually, for the Hashies on just their excellence in using social media to reach out.
Is it ever surprising to you the number of companies, service, or product that don't use social media to magnify their brand?
I think a lot more people are getting over that, you know, critical mass point of, oh, this is sticking around. Maybe we should actually
do this.
Maybe
this might work, huh?
This just might work. Yeah. And at the same time, some people are also getting over that silver bullet mentality where social media is going to, you know, save the world and fix all our problems, which, of course, we like to say it will, but they're seeing it more as an integrated approach to everything and really learning how we can use it with a whole lot of other things for good.
Yeah, and it is an integrated approach. I remember when social media was in its infancy and so many individuals said, oh, this is going to take over traditional media. Well, it hasn't, but it has augmented social media. When, you know, 86% of the people are sitting there with their smartphones watching television and can comment on anything, including the lousy TV commercials that some local people do, you know, that all has an impact on your brand. So you really do have to ramp it up if you're going to play in traditional media because you've got folks all over that can comment in an instant utilizing social media on what it is you're doing.
Yeah? Right. Yeah. That's a big shift toward customer service
big
for us, too.
Shift. Yeah. Yeah. And why tell one person when you can tell thousands?
Exactly.
All right. On the 18th, the Social Media Club Des Moines is holding an event. Talk to us about this. What's going on?
This is something I'm really excited about that we've been working on for quite a while. So with the Wave becoming what it has in the past year
Let's
as a
talk
Hawkeye
about the
fan.
Wave.
Yes. So after the first quarter of every Hawkeye football game, the entire crowd, all the football players on both sides, coaching staff, the refs, officiating crew, everybody turns and waves to the Children's Hospital.
Which is adjacent to Kinnick Stadium.
Right, overlooks Kinnick, and from the top floor up there, they've just got a wonderful view of the stadium, and they can see everybody waving to them.
You know, I was, well, like I think perhaps everybody in Iowa, I watched the Iowa-Iowa State game the other day, and when it came to that time, the national news broadcasters, one who had never been to Kinnick Stadium, he was calling the game, and you perhaps recall this if you
yes.
saw the game, you know, was saying, this is the most amazing thing. It started right here at the University of Iowa. This is just a wonderful adventure in a wonderful way that people are interacting with people in real time who are at the Children's Hospital. And he was really taken
yes.
by that.
And other teams have started doing that, too. I believe West Virginia just started doing their own similar kind of wave as the players go out onto the field. And basically, it all started with one Facebook comment. And so that's where the social media component comes in. Krista Young out in Western Iowa is somebody that follows the page Hawkeye Heaven on Facebook. And she just made a comment one day about with the new hospital, wouldn't it be great if we could do something to recognize and connect with the kids and maybe wave for them to them for a minute. And the administrator of that page, Levi Thompson, who will be on our panel, ran with it. He loved the idea, and he kept promoting it up until the first game. And then the rest is history from that first game. It's become just the behemoth it is. And so we're looking at how social media started from helped it along from that first comment, but also, you know, kept it going. And with, you know, local, state, national, then global media picking up on it, just watching how social media can really be used for good.
Yeah, social media is one of those tools, and it does get a bad rap from time to time because, like with anything, you know, it can be used for either good or bad, depending on what's going on. But this thing that started, as you said, with a single Facebook post has now reverberated across the country. Who's on the panel?
So, why
the panel?
Okay. I really wanted to get a discussion of it from just a lot of different angles because it's become such a giant thing. And also, you know, we also want to point out that it's not just for social media professionals. You don't have to do it just for work. Anybody that really wants to promote a good cause, I think, could take a lot from this. Of course, I love it if you're a Hawkeye and you come because I'm a Hawkeye. But, of course, it's, you know, way above Hawkeyes. But we do have Levi Thompson that I mentioned from Hawkeye Heaven, since the idea really took flight on his page. Krista is not one for public speaking or attention, so she won't be the person that left the original comment, won't be there. But she's definitely supportive of it. So we've got Levi, and then we also have Michael Benning, who runs social media for the University of Iowa, and Molly Rossiter and Cheryl Hodgson from the Stead Family Children's Hospital, and they can talk about how they've been able to, in a way, leverage the wave and celebrate the wave through their social media and also how it's impacted them and especially, of course, the patients and the families.
Yeah, I think that's really where this all goes because the phenomena that was created by one Facebook post gets circulated and all of a sudden it's a thing and now it's, I think, in the second year, right?
Yes.
But what's the impact? What is the result? It's got to be more than just an entire stadium turning around and waving at kids on the top floor of the Children's Hospital. So how have people utilized this sudden notoriety and utilized it for the benefit of not only the patients but the hospital and the fans and the players and on, yeah?
And that's a perfect introduction to the next panelist, is Brooke Mickelson, who is one of the families that created the Wave shirt. And all the proceeds of the Wave shirt go back to the Children's Hospital. And so, again, if it weren't for social media, that wouldn't be a thing either. So she'll be there to talk about how she's used social media and how it's impacted them. And then finally, we have Eric Hansen from KCCI here in town. And then Chuck Long, who should be familiar
to Chuck, you got
any
Chuck
Hawkeye
out of,
fan.
You got
right?
Chuck out of retirement?
We
Come
got
on.
Chuck out of retirement. But for him looking, well, both him and Eric, their journalistic perspective of, you know, why did the story grow at the rate it did and how it spread. And then Chuck has the unique perspective of being up in the press box for Big Ten Network and seeing it sort of unfold over a season as well.
Yeah, and you sometimes wonder with those of us who are old enough to remember that season when Chuck Long was a quarterback for the Iowa Hawkeyes, how that whole thing would have played out had social media been there when that pass was made in that Rose Bowl game.
And can you imagine the Michigan kick on social media? My goodness.
Yeah, it would have been something. We
would have broken the internet.
We're talking with Jessie Brown, ladies and gentlemen. She is with the Social Media Club Des Moines about an event coming up next Tuesday on the 18th. It's a panel discussion about the Wave and social media. Other than that, what do you hope that attendees to this short two-hour presentation walk away with?
Really just how they can use social media, again, whether they're doing it for work or just in their personal life or there's a cause that they want to promote, how social media can really be used for doing good. And a little bit in the technique, but also a lot of the heart that goes behind it. And just getting some of that, I think, would be a great takeaway. And an added benefit, too, is of the ticket costs. Half of that is going directly back to the Children's Hospital. And we're going to record our own Wave in the middle of the panel to share with the kids.
Of course you are.
So, of course, we want them to be a part of that. And we have a small silent auction, too, that will benefit the Children's Hospital. The Polk County I Club has been kind enough to give us an autographed helmet with LaShawn Daniels and Riley McCarron. That we'll have available for bid, and a few other goodies. So
this is a social
it's
media.
It's a social, yes. And we have a catered lunch by the Fletcher, so that's included in your
Very
ticket
nice.
Price. And you'll have a little meet and greet with the panelists, too. So if you ever wanted to meet Chuck Long or Eric Hansen or the people behind the University of Iowa accounts, this is a perfect chance to do that.
And this, once again, is happening on the 18th. That would be on Tuesday from 11 until 1 o'clock. Where?
At the UI Papa John Education Center in downtown Des Moines. They've been kind enough to work with us and give us that space. And, you know, it's just an easy lunchtime stop. Just make a little bit of time for it.
So I have to ask, final question. Who came up with this idea to say, okay, why don't we do a symposium on social media, the Wave, Iowa Hawkeyes, and the impact social media can have on doing good? Where'd that come from?
It sounds ridiculous and cliched, but I woke up in the middle of the night with the idea and had to grab my phone and put it in my phone quick so I would remember it when I woke up.
Very
but
nice.
It just was sort of that aha moment of, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, we should do this. So not only does she put it together, she thought about it. Her name is Jessie Brown. She is with Social Media Club Des Moines. We will have links, by the way, up on the radio blog so you can find out where to go to get tickets to this event. Jessie, thanks so very much for doing this.
Thanks
Appreciate
a lot,
it.
Michael.
Once again, that was Jessie Brown from the Social Media Club Des Moines. She was in to share with us about an event taking place on Tuesday, the 18th. Links, by the way, are on our radio blog. Inside on Business, the News Hour, is a production of our advertising and marketing agency, Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications. Our engineer is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. Music you're listening to right now is created by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. You need some original music for your use? We can hook you up. And if you want to hook up with us on Twitter, it's at @IOB_NewsHour. For the entire crew, my name is Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.